I'm Andy Summers, fresh back from Nashville with the XT Morning Crew. Good morning,
welcome
Dave
back. Cruz. I have to say, honest to God, when I knew you were going to Nashville for the weekend, I figured there was a 50-50 chance you would not be here this morning. So,
what's the fun in going to Nashville if you can't share the stories when you come back to work on Monday, right? True. So that's what today is all about. We had an experience. So we were at Tootsie's, which you have to go to Tootsie's when you go to Nashville. It's like the oldest, most awesome honky-tonk on Broadway, which is the main drag that goes through the city. And so it was me, Debbie, Tina, and Jane.
Okay.
Well, I was taking care of Jane because she was feeling a little claustrophobic, so I had to get babysitters for her in the back of the club. While I was making my way back up toward the front of the club, where it's packed, by the way, there's a band on stage and stuff, and I thought they were taking a break. Next thing I know, I look up, and my friend Tina is on the stage talking to the drummer.
Of course.
In the middle.
Why wouldn't she be?
Right. Yeah. And I was like, what is happening right now? And so I'm carrying the drinks, and I was like, oh, there's my friend Tina. I'm like saying it to the crowd, right? Oh, there's my friend Tina on stage. What did I miss? Ha, ha, ha. And somebody's like, she just bought the drummer's hat for an extremely high amount of money. And I was like, what?
Was the drummer aware of this, or she's jump on stage and give him money?
I guess they had an auction. So this is, I'm able to piece this story together because I don't know. I mean, I'm sure I know how I missed it all. But anyway, I missed her getting up there on stage. So they were taking a break. This man came out on stage and said, all right, to raise a little extra money for the band, because in Nashville, they don't get paid to play. They just play for tips. So he comes out and he was like, all right, we're going to auction off the drummer's hat and he'll even sign it for you.
Okay.
So she bid on it and she won the auction and went up to get it. Again, though, it was a lot of money for this hat.
But in her defense, because there's a picture of it up on our Facebook page, so give it a look. It's a very cool hat.
Is
she
it?
Done good. Yeah, it's very unique.
It's like a ball cap, but it wasn't new. Like, it's his hat. I'm saying years he must have been wearing this thing. It's filthy.
Is there the sweat ring on
it? It's disgusting. There's dirt. There's like, you know, the snaps in the back?
Yeah.
There's like brown crusted dirt in all the seams.
Anybody can buy a new hat. I think that's great. And also, this is like a real life drunk shopping. Tell me you've never gone online.
Of course I have.
It's just a real life
version. Right, but that's on me. My sister was supposed to be taking care of Tina, and she let her down.
She done good.
You never let that happen. The bidding, by the way, started at $15.
And how high did it go?
All I know is that my sister, because Tina's like, well, you even bid on it, $50. But there was already a bidding war going on. So Debbie was just like getting involved because she thought that would be funny. And then Tina ends up winning the auction for much more than that.
Nice. That's great that your friends egged her on and were outbidding her. So she spent hundreds of bucks.
They were strangers in the bar.
On a $2 hat. But so, it is an amazing hat.
It's not.
Looks fantastic.
You can see the picture, on the XT Morning Crew Facebook page. But I don't know. I'm mad at Debbie for letting Tina do it. I'm mad at Tina for letting the whole thing happen. I just feel like somehow, do I have to be the mom in every situation? Should I have been?
Yes, you. And she gave us a great story for now, and she has a great story for the rest of her life. Hopefully, she'll keep this hat.
That's true. Hopefully, this is the story that we are telling everyone.
Hopefully, the hat hasn't turned to dust at this point. It's a little dirty.
It's so gross.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.